Good morning, everyone. Thank you for that kind introduction, and thank you, Tom and the Cedar team, for inviting me to what I think is just a marvellous event. How important this all is, and it's great to see so many colleagues and friends here today. So quickly, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what the chief scientist does and how important the education sector is in that job. Then, forgive me, as a neuroscientist, I have to show a couple of slides about brain development. And then you won't be surprised to hear that I'm going to say how important I think science is, sharing the joy of science with the preschool group, and finally some ideas how we might achieve it. So, Chief Scientist of Western Australia, facilitator, making science work better, joining up the dots, someone described it, being an advocate for science. I was actually on Ian Cameron first thing this morning saying how important all our biodiversity is, an advisor to government, reporting now to the Treasurer and Minister for Science and Innovation, Troy Boswell. And there's me with my clean white coat I keep specially for photographic occasions. Now, science is hugely important for the whole of Australia, and particularly perhaps Western Australia with our resource-driven economy at the moment. We need more scientists, technologists, engineers, and mathematicians. And where are we going to get them? Well, we do it by doing the best science. My mantra as chief scientist is, let's do the best science and relevant for Western Australia. Don't let's study what happens at the top of the mountains for somebody's physiology. We don't have mountains. Let's do what really we need to do well. And three great examples there of wonderful West Australian scientists. And translate all the discoveries into sustainable development. I've shown some of the areas there, but you can think of others, making science really work for us. And communicate the third of my three mantra points. To the media, primary schools, there's me up in Geraldton at a beautiful school there, and there you can see the Minister of Education and I chatting to a young, perhaps, scientist of the future. Actually, I'll just go back a minute and show you. You might wonder what the cake is at the bottom there, that strange thing that looks like a Galapagos turtle. It's in fact a turtle cake to celebrate Darwin's birthday, and that's with Chenton College, one of our high-performing state schools. Now, this is one way I managed to reach out to the younger generation at the suggestion of SciTech, and apologies for the fact I have my face on it, but this is a business card for kids. Because if you want to reach out to kids, on the back are all the activities that they could be doing through SciTech and other organisations to really share the excitement of science. We were so keen on getting education really onto the agenda that when I was appointed as Chief Scientist in Western Australia, we set up three working parties, and one of them was an education chaired by Dr. Pam Garnett, a science teacher here in Perth. And you'll see the names of some other representatives on that working party, again emphasising the importance that we see for education in the science sector. And why do we need it? Well, when you look at the World Economic Forum and the annual report, the most recent one on global competitiveness, we're not brilliant in terms of education system, its quality, but 12 isn't too bad, so I gave it a smiley face. But we're down at 29 for maths and science teaching, which really I think is a very worrying situation. And there are lots of alarm bells ringing already. When you look at how much science we teach in primary schools, a miserable 2.7% of class time. And I think there are many issues in there, not least of all the confidence for our primary school teachers to feel they can teach science and share the enjoyment and thrill of it. No wonder it leads through to secondary school and then to underrepresentation in the undergraduate enrolment of key areas such as maths, physics and chemistry. This goes only to 2002, but I have to tell you the trend is depressingly similar thereafter, and I think it's an indication that whoever produced this histogram couldn't even spell physics, you'll notice at the bottom there. So if we want more graduates, we've got to start at the beginning. We have to start recruiting at the top left-hand corner and work through primary, secondary school if we want our graduates at the end to give us a really well-qualified workforce. So why should we invest in early education? Well, obviously, human capital is the key factor in economic growth. And there's so much evidence about getting in early and helping to enrich the developing brain. And of course, as we heard from the minister this morning, the Council of Australian Governments is now taking this extremely seriously, and it's great to see programs to reform early childhood education and see the importance of a learning framework. I have to put this in because the green graph there, looking at the development of sensory pathways, there's a lot of Beazley blood, sweat and tears that contributed to that graph being there, I'd like to point out. And synaptic connections. We have more cells in our brain than days since the Earth began, and many of them have many thousands of synaptic connections, that point where one cell talks to the next. And just look how much of the development takes place, not only prenatally, but in those crucial first few years after birth. And this was emphasized in your talk. It was so good to see you having that graph there of brain development. It's happening early, yes, and we have the greatest opportunity to intervene at these early stages because brains are built from the bottom up. The higher level circuits that let us use our imagination, our creativity, they're built on the basic pathways that are put in place early. Skills beget skills. You're not going to get these higher order functions unless you get the early ones in place. And plasticity. The brain starts out in a way that can be molded and enhanced by marvelous experiences, getting plenty of activity going there. It's harder to fix it up later. And if you don't use a system, if you don't use it, you lose it. And so you actually see the number of these synaptic connections withering away if you don't use those pathways. So it's important to get in early and stimulate them and keep them in an enriched environment. And let's get it right the first time, because it's very, very much more difficult to put it right when the concrete, so to speak, has set on the developing brain. There's going to be an Australian Early Development Index, so by the time children reach the age of 5, the teachers will be filling in 100 or so questions, and I've listed the areas covered there: language and cognitive skills, emotional maturity, physical health and well-being, communication skills and general knowledge, and social competence. Let's hope that we can do really well in all of these. If we want to do so, my argument is that science should be part of that. Not just the science of studying it, but sharing the joy of science with young people. I believe it will build a better, healthier and wealthier Australia. And why science? Well, because every child is curious about the world. You know, why is grass green? Do we see the same moon as they see if I talk to Grandma who lives in Canada? All these sort of questions that children ask all the time. Why doesn't the moon fall and hit us? These are things that lots of parents can't answer, and I know I find some of them a bit challenging sometimes. But the ulterior motive is, if we need more scientists, technologists, engineers and mathematicians, let's start young and share the excitement and joy of science and the confidence that you can do it. How do we do it? Well, I believe the key thing, obviously, is to inform and empower our parents, the caregivers, and the preschool teachers. Get in there so that they have the confidence to share science and the wonderful avenues it opens for us, and provide the facilities to do that. Even at a simple level, here is a list of ingredients you need to build a rocket. Now, this is something you can go to your local supermarket and buy all the components. And I saw this in a school in Geraldton. Put together your rocket, put at the top of it a small disposable camera, set to a 10-second delay, the sort you do when you're having a photo of everybody around the Christmas tree. Up it goes, and it takes a photo of your school from 40 feet up. Now, these are simple things to do, but they engage children. And by sharing the information of how to do things like this, we are spreading the science message. SciTech does an absolutely wonderful job in this regard, as I'm sure you realise. They hold forums for professional caregivers and teachers to get the message out there of how to share. And I believe the $42 million committed by the previous government, and I know supported by the current state government, is a great investment in the future of all West Australians. a lovely quote there from their website. Had to drag the kids out as they were closing. I'm honoured to be on the board of SciTech, and I see that happening whenever I visit. So one wonderful thing that SciTech did recently was to introduce Toddler Week. Well, initially Toddler Week, but this year a week wasn't long enough. It was 2007 Toddler Week, and it's now Toddler Fest. And there you can see the minister chatting with a mum with a young son on her lap. And you can see the queues of people there waiting to go in to enjoy the amenities of SciTech directly related to the toddler age group. The queue went all the way along City West and out the door. If they'd been queuing to go into Harvey Norman next door, I think the share price would have gone up by at least 10 cents. This shows, I think, a great thirst and a need. And there was minimum advertising of this, but a great uptake by the community. It's quite simple to provide the sort of things that children want to do, but you can then talk to the parents and the caregivers to give them the confidence to keep going. And great that many of our largest companies support SciTech so well, and I would encourage them to continue and extend that effort. So why not? I'm going to suggest a few ideas. So every time there's a little light bulb, this is me coming up with a suggestion we might think about for the future. Why not Toddler Fest Australia-wide? It's a great idea. I think we should roll it out through Questacom and all the equivalents of SciTech across the country. And let's take it to the rural and remote sites. Wouldn't it be wonderful if SciTech had the backing to do that? It's something I know they'd be very interested to do. So we don't have to come to Perth. Particularly, we heard of the importance of the Indigenous community receiving all the benefits that others receive. Wouldn't this be one great way to do it? Now, another great program, and this is run from the Australian Academy of Sciences, Primary Connections, particularly getting into primary schools to give the message of how to teach science. It's been spectacularly successful. In fact, another $4.4 million was committed in July 2008 to the program. I absolutely commend that. But why not pre-primary connections? Why not think about how we can talk to the caregivers, the kindy teachers and the like, so that they can start introducing science early to enhance their confidence and their competence to share science. Science Teachers of Western Australia, an absolutely wonderful association. I'm absolutely honoured to be the vice patron of one particular initiative they run, and it's called Skids Day. It happens on a Saturday morning once a year at Edith Cowan University. Here you can see Roger Harris from the Herdsman Lake Discovery Centre, busy chatting to some young minds, and there's me down on all fours looking at what's been found in pond water. One of the most interesting of all the things that they were doing at Skids, kids love to look at small wiggly things. For only $20, you can buy each person in a school a microscope to look at things. I reckon that would be a great investment. Computers are great, but $20 for a microscope, it will open a new world for primary students. But why doesn't STARWA start thinking about the earlier part of education? And I'm actually delighted to say that I was talking to one of our great early educationalists, Professor Leslie Parker, yesterday, and I understand a program that she is developing through Curtin University. There's actually a very active dialogue going on with the science teachers of Western Australia, because they are now extending the dialogue to include the younger generation. So a big tick in the box to STARWA on that one. Another aspect is the Premier Science Awards. Now, I commend these awards. I think they're fantastic. In fact, ours are the richest in Australia. And there are awards for the primary, secondary and tertiary sectors for science teachers. In fact, the awards are $50,000 each, although I think that's currently being looked at again with the global financial crisis. But nevertheless, very significant awards. Couldn't we include pre-primary in that? I can't really see why not. It's just that we haven't quite got our mind around these issues yet. And there's Richard Johnson, a wonderful teacher who won the Premier's Award for the primary school sector this year. Congratulations to Richard. Here's another program. University of Western Australia, a supporting teachers program. It's called SPICE. And it's having considerable success in interacting, particularly with secondary school teachers, but also primary school, to build up relationships with the academic community so that they can share the expertise and transfer the knowledge and the enthusiasm and commitment that academics have, and the absolute deep desire that many of them have to share that information with the younger generation. So maybe we can ask them at the stroke of a pen to put pre-primary in there too. It might be too much to ask, but let's start thinking along those lines. And here finally is an example of how I think we can engage with the under fives in a way that, or sixes, that earlier stage group, in a way I think they will really appreciate. We all know it's the International Year of Astronomy because it's 400 years since Galileo Galilei turned a telescope to the sky and saw four little dots of light circulating around Jupiter. And that's the letter he wrote to a friend shortly afterwards, and you'll see the little dots at the bottom there representing his observations of Jupiter and four of its largest moons. Astronomy is particularly important to Australia, and almost more so in Western Australia than elsewhere, because we are bidding to win the biggest science project on the planet ever, the Square Kilometre Array, 5,000 radio telescopes linked up by fibre optics, looking back through space almost to the Big Bang. We're competing with eight countries in the south of Africa to win this bid, and we must be there bidding not only on the best science, which I believe we have, the most economically, socially, geographically stable environment to place this huge series of telescopes, but we have to convince the world that we are engaging young minds in this. And that doesn't just have to start when you're in primary or secondary school, because many of us will have seen wonderful Comet MacNaught, which graced our southern skies just over a year ago. If you're under five, you know all about comets. You know all about comets because they destroyed the dinosaurs. And if any of you, I'm sure, grandparents here, just as my grandchildren, will be able to name almost every dinosaur and know a great deal about them. There's a thirst for knowledge. I would love to see dinosaur clubs set up in kindergartens and in school, in primary schools. I think it's something for which there'd be an extreme enthusiasm. And as I say, there are many books about dinosaurs you can buy, but how exciting to be able to actually start working with your peer group and with your teachers to understand more and share your enthusiasm. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question was posed on the website, early education is important, what's Australia doing about it? I would say in the science sector it's doing lots, but we still need a mind change for when education starts. It isn't that first day at TAFE or uni, it isn't the first day at secondary school, it isn't the first day of primary school. It is actually the day of birth. And this photo of one of my beloved daughters and two of my granddaughters, I think, just sums up, let's get going from day one. Thank you very much.